Skip the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
And we got another bad man in the studio. This is Chef Alan Zeman sitting in for the one and only, the irreplaceable Matt Russell. But I got to tell you, folks out there, I found out that Matt is not in San Diego at the beach, but he's in Pine Top, which to me qualifies him as a geezer if he's in Pine Top and not San Diego. But anyway, we got a great show for you. It is a pleasure to be here. It's great with Matt taking over the show because every once in a while he calls me up to come and sit in. And with Matt, he's probably out more than he's in, so I get a lot of opportunities. But we've got a great show for you today. We're going to talk a little bit about, it is the final day of the Giannis dynasty over at Westin La Paloma. Giannis in his final day, May 26th. He's going to try to call us at the bottom of the hour. Of course, we will talk with the lovely Yvonne Fouché over at Catavino's, see what she has to tell us about what's going on in wines. But before we really get rolling, oh, and then, I forgot, man. The stars of the show, you got to stay tuned. From 4:30 to 5, we have two sons, Iron Chef in the studio, Ryan Clark from Lodge on the Desert, and we also have the sous chef out there, Brandon Dillon. And folks, as you know, it's the sous chef that really does all the work in the kitchen. And you'll find that out on the second half of the program. So you want to stay tuned. We also got a great giveaway. So we're going to have a little culinary trivia question for you to win a great gift certificate to Lodge on the Desert. So we'll get serious here for a minute. It's Veterans Day. We want to say thanks to all the vets out there, all our servicemen at home, overseas, wherever they are, young, old, men, women, thank you for your service. And I also, I was on 2 weeks ago with Matt when we were over at Augustine, and then we were given condolences. We were talking about Tim Ivankovich from the Kingfisher, and we had another passing this week. Everybody knows Sam Fox, of course. His father, Aaron Fox, passed away in Florida. Aaron Fox was really one of the guru restaurateurs here in Tucson, Arizona. In the 70s, he had a restaurant called Los Yentes, which was right over by where I used to be on Tancredi there at Fuego. And he also opened a CB Rye and most recently was in Florida working as big executive, working on new stores for Subway. So our condolences go out to Sam and his family and Aaron Fox, a great one in the restaurant industry. So let us get to the news. I don't know if I travel a lot now, folks. I'm on the road, everything else. I was in Denver. I was in Vegas. I'm going to San Diego and Orange County on Tuesday with my work now. But I happened to pick up the paper and see that the new Red Sky Bella Luna restaurant closed. So I said, wow, what is up with that? How can that be? So I tried calling. I read the story in the paper. There was a story in the business section yesterday. And I got the same news that I got out of the paper. So if anybody has any scoop on that, what's going on, give us a call here at 880-5678. That's 880-KNST. I left a message. It says they're going to be closed for construction, but it also says they're still open for catering. So who knows what's going on, but hopefully Steve Schultz, we'll see him back in action, and we'll see that get straightened out very soon. So I don't know. I don't know what happened. Who knows? I'm also going to give you a little meat quiz here in just a couple of minutes and see how much you know. We're not going to talk about ribs because Matt's inviting me back in August for the big rib show because I'm the lead judge at the Nugget Rib Cook-Off every Labor Day weekend up in Sparks, Nevada. Now, ribs would be a great thing to cook for Memorial Day, but beef is kind of a great thing to cook too. And if you happen to pick up a Wall Street Journal, there was a great article about steak written by a lovely lady named Sarah Nasur. And it talks about how if you go out to a steakhouse, now you may not recognize some of the cuts you're getting there. You know, it's not always going to be a filet. And you shouldn't order that anyway, folks. No flavor. Too expensive, okay? It could be. And it might not be a ribeye or a porterhouse. It might be something like a Flatiron. Or it might be something like a Denver or a Coulotte or a Tri-Tip or a Terrace Major or a Bistro Tender or a London Broil. Now, here's my little quiz I'm going to give you, folks. If you know the answer to this one, call in and we'll test your steak knowledge. But which one of the ones I just read, I'm going to read them to you one more time, is not actually a cut of meat? Is it the Flatiron? Is it or is it a cut of beef? Is it the Denver? Is it or isn't it a cut of beef? Is it the Coulotte? Is it the Tri-Tip, the Terrace Major, or the London Broil? Which one is not a cut of meat? You know, I got the chefs here in the studio. I got them stumped too, folks. So don't feel bad if you know the Z-Man. My favorite answer is the wrong one, okay? So 880-5678, that is the number. We will test your beef knowledge. Also, if you happen to look in the news, the price of beef is going up. And I've talked to a lot of my restaurateur friends and people in the catering business, and folks, the cost of food has gone way up in this last year. Don't believe what you see on TV, especially protein and things on the center of the plate. So be prepared to pay just a little bit more when you go out for dinner. But the quality is there. You know, those different cuts of meats that I just talked to you about, the reason they are using those different cuts of meats is because they're a better buy. They're a better value. You're not going to have to pay as much as you would for a filet or a New York or what have you. So try something new when you go out. And really, these new cuts of meats, they're coming off usually off the chuck, sometimes off the hind quarter or the fore quarter. So they're designed to cook over quick, dry heat. So you can grill them. Don't overcook them. Don't cook them well done, or you will be sorry. Okay? So you are listening to the Z-Man here on the Menu Live. Matt Russell is on a sabbatical. He's up convalescing in Pine Top, in case you just tuned in and you wondered. So we're talking about a lot of things today. We're talking about beef. We're talking about, too, all the great summer specials that are going on. Oh, who do we got? Oh, we got Elizabeth. Elizabeth, you are live on the Menu Live. Elizabeth, wait. Go ahead.
I think I have the answer.
You have the answer? What is it?
The Denver.
The Denver, actually. That might be right, but that wasn't the one I was looking for. Do you know what a Denver is? I asked my chef buddies here. This is a new one to me.
The Denver
is
a city in Colorado.
Excellent, and it's a mile high. But it is, it's a new cut of meat, though. Here's what it says. I got this out of Wall Street Journal, so it's got to be the real deal. Some in the beef industry say it could be the next big thing. You know why they called this cut of Denver?
Why?
Because the beef industry says Western cities remind consumers of beef. Well, let me recap them. It was Flatiron, Denver, Coulotte, Tri-Tip, Terrace Major, or London Broil.
Okay, Terrace Major.
No, you're wrong again.
Ding.
Terrace Major is actually a cut that comes out of the chuck. It looks like a pork tenderloin, okay? Only it's beef, and it's also the marketing term. Like, if I would have said bistro tender, that's what a Terrace Major is, but that's the marketing cut for it. So, Elizabeth, thanks for playing. You got two wrong answers. Guess what you win.
That's brutal.
Guess what you win. Nothing.
That's awesome.
But
thank you.
Call back on the second part of the show. Do you always listen to Matt on the show?
Pardon?
Do you always tune in at 4 o'clock here on KNSD?
Uh-huh.
Excellente. Okay. Well, you want to stay tuned because I got the Iron Chef here. He's going to be giving some great stuff away.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Elizabeth, thanks for playing. Next up, we got Kelly.
Yes,
you're live on the Menu Live.
Hi there. I believe it's the London Broil.
Yes, I believe you are correct. Do you got the applause, Kat? Hang on a minute, Kelly. We got to stall for time. But how did you know that?
Well, because actually London Broil is, I think it's a preparation, and it's one of these names that the supermarkets give to a cut of meat that doesn't really describe the meat. I think the London Broil is a flank steak.
Yep, yeah, traditionally, but it's been changed. They use different things now. Sometimes guys use the Coulotte. Now, Kelly, what's a Coulotte? Do you know what that is?
No, I don't.
A Coulotte is, have you ever seen a whole top sirloin? It's kind of a square piece of meat. The Coulotte is called the deckel. The deckel means the piece of meat that's kind of, it's a muscle that goes opposite direction on the top of the main center cut of the top sirloin.
I think sometimes when you get bad cuts of meat, part of that's included in it, and there's some sinew or tissue between it.
Well, not necessarily.
Well, I meant in the supermarket, you know, when they just cut everything up and it's, you know, surprise what the other side of the thing's going to look like.
All right. You got it, baby. Kelly, you got it right, but you're not a winner either.
Why?
I got no prize. You got to call back. But great job. You are the meat man. So stay tuned now. We're going to go to, have we got the lovely? We've got, oh, this is the favorite part of the show. And, you know, we've been talking about beef. So now I have the sommelier extraordinaire from Catavino's wine shop, Yvonne Fouché.
Hey, Z-Man, how you doing?
What are you doing, baby? Hey, 2 weeks ago, what were you? Were you in the bottle or what? You forgot to call into the show.
Yeah, you busted me, huh?
Yeah, Matt was beside himself.
You got to be careful how much you test those wines before the show.
Is that what happens? You have to go down for a nap?
Yeah, you know, well, I do the QA. You know, I always, Matt knows this, I do the QA as I'm doing the show. I got to make sure that the wines are what I say they are.
But a QA? I thought you were hitting on me there for a minute. What? Well, what do you got to talk about today?
Careful about that.
Cool. Well, first tell us where you're located.
Where am I located?
Yeah.
I'm at 3063 North Alvernon. That's one block south of Fort Lowell on the west side of the road, and it's kind of tucked back, so you got to really want to find me to get it.
Yeah, and you got to get there early if you want a parking space in the parking lot.
That's right.
But you park on the street.
That's right. There's plenty of parking. It's just the premium parking spaces up front are limited.
Cool. So what kind of wines are you going to tell our listeners about today?
Well, this week, the wine that I've selected as the Catavino's Wine of the Week is a wonderful Tempranillo. And you're talking about beef. You want to talk about a wine that's going to go well with any of the beefs that you're going to be cooking this holiday, or chicken or anything else. It's the Venta Morales Tempranillo.
Mm. Now, this is a Spanish varietal, correct?
It's my wine of the month this month. So it's sitting in the wheelbarrow, and what that means is that it's an even greater value than it normally is. So, you know, this wine's from Spain, obviously. It's a Tempranillo. It's not as oaky as a Rioja might be, but it's got lots of dark fruit flavors. It's really deep crimson color. It's got a beautiful, long finish that has not a lot of tannins, but just enough to give it some really, really good balance.
That would be great with those steak dishes. Which would you prefer?
Yeah.
The Flatiron, the Denver, the Culotte, or the London Broil?
Well, you know, I like to stay in front of the curve, and so on the trendy side. So how about the Denver?
There you go, baby. So I was just in Denver.
You know,
try flying out of there, man. It's impossible.
What's that?
To fly out of Denver.
Oh, well, that depends if you have a plane or not.
That's right. Say, hey, tell us about the events you got going on. You have tastings all the time and everything else.
Oh, yeah. We have tastings every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 4 until 8. And the cost is $10. If you purchase a bottle of wine that you take with you, I give you a $2 discount, 20% off. And, you know, drop it down to $8. And if you buy a case of wine, which a lot of my customers choose to do, your tasting's free. So, you know, it's a screaming deal.
A screaming deal.
It is a screaming deal. And this weekend, what we're doing, we do theme tasting. So what we do is we try and figure out what's going on in the world, and then we go ahead and assemble a group of wines that will work with that. And so this weekend's tasting is barbecue wines. And
oh, cool.
Just in time for barbecue season.
Right on.
We're starting it up, and we've got, first of all, we're tasting this Tempranillo that I've got here, and, you know, the full palate on it is that it's got lots of black cherries and raspberries and some dried herbs.
Yummy. Even got dessert with it.
Yeah, exactly. It's got, you know, some real balance to it between the acidity and the tannins, and it doesn't have any hard edges. This wine just goes down really good and really smooth.
All right, Yvonne Fouché. Once again, what's the number over there they can call and make a reservation for the tasting?
Well, no reservations required. You just stop on in and we'll make room for you. Everybody sits together. It's a community environment, so be prepared to meet a lot of friends. The number is 323-3063.
All right, the one and only Yvonne Fouché. I've been there, and the reason you need that wheelbarrow is to get all your wine that you bought after you've been at the tasting.
Well, we bring it in by the wheelbarrow fulls, too.
Right on. But you like it better when it goes out by the wheelbarrow. Am I right?
Yes, I do.
All right, Yvonne Fouché. Thanks
excellent
for calling.
You go for it.
It's good to hear from you. I'll be there for a pop after the show. So, hey, and let's stay tuned. We got a lot more for you here on the menu live. Don't go away.
Hey, Arizona, Guy Fieri here from the Food Network. Now, I know you are digging it when you are listening to On the Menu Live with my man, Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. Matt Russell's playing hookies up there fishing in Pine Top, so you are stuck with the Z-Man, the one and only Fuego Daddy. And you're listening to On the Menu right here on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM. So, hey, you can go AM or you can go FM. Well, folks, I told you at the top of the hour we had some exciting stuff to talk to you about. But before I do that, we have to say thank you to all the great people that helped make this show happen. You just heard from Yvonne Fouché over there at the Catavino's Wine Shop and Tasting Room. There's also all the great independent restaurants, Tucson Originals. We have the Iron Chef. He's at a Tucson Original Lodge on the desert. We'll be hearing from him in just a little while. The Hub Downtown Restaurant and Ice Creamery and the Playground Bar and Lounge. I got to get down there. The Playground. Cat, that just sounds like the place to be. Entourage Transportation Group. Maybe we can run into a Wahlberg if we use that service. Hacienda del Sol Guest Ranch Resort. I ran into Tom Firth at the LAX airport, one of the principals with Hacienda. So get up there to Hacienda. They got some great stuff going on, too, for the summer. And I don't know why this is on there. Russell Public Communications. Oh, that's Matt Russell's company. And then also the Wine Inquirer. Now, for inquiring minds like all of you out there, if you live in Tucson, you must know what today is. Yes, it's Memorial Day weekend, but this is it. This is the soiree. This is the grand fete finale. It is the last day in business over there at the Westin La Paloma location for Llanos Restaurant and the J-Bar. And we have the master, the James Beard Award winner, Chef Rip Van Winkle himself, Llanos Wilder. Welcome to the program.
Al, how are you?
Hey, pretty good.
Good.
Well, what are you doing? You all relaxed? You got your feet up on the desk?
I'm going to put them up right now.
Are you sold out? Can anybody still get in tonight?
It's going to be tough.
Yeah?
Al, I'll get you in.
I'll bet you. What do you do? Just add a decimal place to the score?
I think so.
Hey, well, tell us how it's been leading up to this, because I know you've did a walk down memory lane. You've kind of done all the things you've done over the years. And when I read in the paper, I go, 30 years? I go, that's a misprint. He hasn't been in business 30 years. And then I did the math, and I go, yeah, it was about 30 years ago that Llanos and I rode to work together in his old Datsun. What was that, an 81 or something?
Yeah, I think it was an 81. We opened in 83. You and I were both working. You were the chef, and I was your purchasing agent at the Tucson Country Club back then.
Yep. Those were the days, man. And then you put the whole deal together, and now the rest is history. You're back there in you're back downtown, moving back down there?
And we're back downtown. Downtown Kitchen and Cocktails going strong, and great restaurant. We're really proud of it and having a lot of fun down there. And tonight's our last night that we'll be doing, as you said, is we're going to be open here at the Westin La Paloma with Llanos and J-Bar. So it's been a great run over these last 30 years. And these last couple of weeks has been, you know, just a lot of fun seeing a lot of old familiar faces coming in for one last chance to have some of their favorites up here. And
it's awesome.
A little bittersweet at the same time, you know, because, you know, as we reminisce and we talk about all the fun times, and there's some sadness in the dining room as well. They're going to miss us, and we'll miss them too, but we're really looking forward to the future, what that brings us, and certainly continue having a great time.
I got to think, though, in life, as the prime starts to fade away, it's nicer to worry about one restaurant than three.
For the time being, you know, I might just be jumping back into that and into that anyway, because I do love it. It's still what I love to do. I've been doing this for so long, but I haven't lost the joy for it, and so that still exists, and I still got a lot of things I want to be doing.
Right on. Well, can people still get in tonight in either of the rooms if they want to come down?
You can certainly get in downtown. I think downtown's got room.
Nobody wants to go downtown tonight, Llanos. They want to come to the Llanos and the J Bar.
Give us a call. We'll try to get you in.
The line starts out on Sunrise, I would imagine,
right,
all the way up the hill and around and into the parking lot.
We hope that's the case. It is. It's really busy at both of the restaurants tonight. We've got music at J Bar. We've got the Wayback Machine. Jim Limpson called me up and said, listen, we really want to come and play for you last night. So he's playing tonight. And we had Lisa O'Tay and Diane Duzerin earlier this week on Thursday. They had called me up and said, God, we've played so many times. Can we play one last time? It was just wonderful having them up and wonderful, wonderful to have the Wayback Machine.
Hey, and I got, speaking of Wayback, I got a little musical gift for you too, Giannis, okay? Are you ready? I'm going to play it for you right now.
Right.
I just thought this is perfect for you. Giannis used to hang out at the Grateful Dead concerts, folks. Going to school in Berkeley. Nothing like it. And I thought this was perfect, Giannis, for you and me, man.
All right.
Little touch of gray, baby.
Oh, that's great.
What do you think, man?
Well, how fun. I'm not hearing it on the phone, so I'm sure it's going out there. I know the song well, and I think that's one of the reasons I'm so happy to have the Wayback Machine playing, because they do a lot of Grateful Dead covers.
Now, you sure it's just not the hearing giving out there, old buddy?
I'm pretty sure. The hearing's still pretty good.
What's been some of the highlights this last week for you? You know, whenever anybody asks me, do you miss being in the restaurant business? And, you know, my first answer is, yeah, for about 20 minutes. But I say what I miss is the people, because being a chef and a restaurant owner, that's a really unique position to be in, because you get to talk and have conversations with people from all professions and all walks of life that really no one else does.
No, that's right. I think it starts with the staff, and hearing these last few weeks from so many of the staff from over the years. I mean, I never bothered to take the time to count how many, but hundreds and probably thousands of people lives we've touched and have touched ours over the last 30 years, and hearing from a lot of those recently, and a lot of them recently, and that's been just so gratifying to watch as young people come through your organization and then build their own lives and have their own families and make a mark in the world on their own. And that's just, it doesn't get more gratifying than that. And then, of course, the conversations and that you have with your guests, and then the reminders that they give you. Of course, we can't remember every incident with every guest, but they do.
Oh, exactly.
You know, and so they remind you.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Stuff.
All right.
Well, there we go.
The one, only one of the greatest chefs in the history of Tucson, Arizona, and and probably the whole Western region, Giannis Wilder. Hey, Giannis, good luck. Congratulations. We'll see you at the Downtown Kitchen after tonight, baby.
Al, thank you so much.
All right, folks. There he was, Giannis. Don't go away. We'll be back in just a minute.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live. My buddy, Matt Russell.
And he's my buddy, too, that Matt Russell. He's everybody's buddy. And who's in Pine Top in the cool air? Matt Russell. This is the Z-Man filling in for Matt Russell here today on the Menu Live. You're listening to us right here on KNST AM 790 and also 97.1 FM. And now this is always my favorite part of the show, because this is when we get down into it. We talk about food, we talk about wine, and we've got two of the best chefs here in Tucson with us, and they're a little younger than Giannis, okay? So maybe we can get a little younger demographic on the second half of the show. Live in studio, I have him, the one and only Iron Chef Tucson, Ryan Clark from the Lodge on the Desert. Welcome, Ryan.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us on.
And like I said earlier, folks, when I was a sous chef, I said the same thing. Any sous chef will tell you this. They do all the work. Chef gets all the credit. We have the one and only Brandon Dillon right here.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
What do you think? Is that true, man?
It is true.
You're going to get rowed after this, baby.
I'm surprised I'm here, man. I don't know what's going down at the lodge, but I hope it's still intact.
Yeah, they're really busy. Hey, first off, it's the last couple of days of restaurant week,
right? Yeah, last couple of days, you know. Call in, you might be able to get a seat, but we're pretty much sold out tonight. But tomorrow, we got a few openings. Last day of Arizona Restaurant Week. We started early with the spring this year. So
yeah, and that goes on for a week, obviously. And it's what everything is organized. Is it a fundraiser as well?
No, it's not a fundraiser.
It's just really to publicize the restaurants?
Publicize the restaurants, help out the community with a nice, you know, cheap deal. 30 cool. bucks, three courses. Can't
it's
beat
not
it.
Cheap. It is a value.
Value.
But I like to say it's cheaper than staying home, right?
That's a value.
Yeah, exactly. Well, hey, anyway, first tell us, let's talk about, you are the reigning Iron Chef Tucson. The next competition is coming up here in, what, just next month, right?
Yeah, next month, June 23rd, it'll be at Lowe's Ventana Canyon again. We're excited. It's supposed to be even bigger this year.
So. Wow. And you've got a big preliminary event. We don't know who your opponent is. The challenger. We do not know who the challenger is
that
yet.
That sounds better. Yeah, we don't know yet. There's 12 nominees that were selected. The voting's going on right now on the website, so you can check that out and vote. But next Thursday, we'll have all of the challengers there with myself and my team. And we'll all be putting out free tastings at Lodge on the Desert. It's at 5:30 next Thursday.
Now, you'd be able to spy on all these guys. Will you know who the competitor is by that time?
I believe the voting will close on June 4th, then they're going to release it.
Wow, so it leads right up to that.
Yeah,
well, tell us, you know, and I know last year Brandon assisted you on stage there at Lowe's. Tell us about, like, how do you prepare for this, and what's the biggest challenge?
You got to be relaxed. You know, you want to clear your head, but more importantly, you know, Brandon and I and the rest of our culinary team, we really sit down and just focus. You know, build a timeline. Organization I learned from the Fuego Daddy.
Yeah, baby. So,
but you know, just getting organized. That's the biggest thing, and really just having all your troops lined up and go in with a clean mind.
So. Yeah, that's a key. And how many, you know, I was thinking for the trivia question, you should say, how many Iron Chef competitions have you competed in? Do you know off the top of your head? I should ask you that on the break.
I don't even know. So a bunch ago, of them. A
so
lot of them.
You probably weren't relaxed the first time.
No, not at all. You know, you've got...
The clock kind of just spins around. I would compare it to being live on the air. If you have too much material, the clock just goes and you go, oh, man, I wish I had more time. If you don't have enough material, the clock goes backwards, you know, and it's almost like torture. So that and I remember talking to Brandon last year, right when you guys got done. And Brandon, how did you feel?
Oh, man, it was insane, you know. I'm surprised we got through it. You know, the time does fly by so fast in an hour, you know.
Right.
And we had – I was surprised we even played the food. It was it was unbelievable. But, you know, now we're going into this year. We know what to expect, you know what to bring. And, you know, it's going to be a little bit more – I think we're going to have a little bit more fun this year. So.
Yeah, if you can get down to any of these competitions, it's great. It's really staged just like you see the Iron Chef action, you know, on TV. So, well, what else you got going on at the Lodge for the summertime?
Well, it is summertime, so the living should be easy, right? So we're doing $20 deals like all the other Tucson originals. Two local grass-fed burgers and two local draft beers, $20.
Now, local grass-fed, what does that mean? They raise it over at Reed Park?
Pretty much. Now, we use a local ranch called Double Check Ranch. Paul's the owner out there, phenomenal. You know, he comes in just like the cowboys. He brings in, not on horse, but he drives down the beef from the farm. So he does everything from the pasture.
Cattle drives him?
all the way from the pasture to the plate. So
that's awesome.
It's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah, and the grass-fed, what would you say is different? Is it a little bit leaner or is the fat content still the same? Is the flavor a little bit different?
Yeah, flavor is a little bit different. Tastes like beef. You know, a lot of the beef nowadays, we talked about beef earlier, has been really commercialized. So
right.
Really a clean beef flavor. A little bit healthier because of the fat. The fat's a little bit different. But yeah, it's really good. Delicious.
Cool. So you can get that anytime or when are you
anytime,
doing it?
Anytime, lunch or dinner.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
And two pints, too.
Perfect. Two pints.
So, like, I could come in with Mickey and I could have two pints and she could have an iced tea?
Yeah, fair enough.
Or you just right on. By yourself. You know, that works too.
Now, you do some cool stuff there at happy hour, too, don't you?
Yeah, great happy hour.
I've seen it's like magic. Like, the sous chef can steam mussels in the bar while he's grilling a New York steak in the kitchen.
Yeah, it gets pretty wild. We get a lot of people packed in there. Fridays and Saturdays, we're doing the mussels in the lounge. Those are complimentary. And the whole bar menu, all the food's half off. We got some great specialty cocktails, handcrafted. Those are, you know, a few bucks off. I think $3 off each of our cocktails. So, really
what about? Are you doing any wine specials?
Yeah, wine specials. We do a couple different things. You know, we use the sustainable wine on tap. So all that's priced. It's $1 an ounce. So it's a killer deal when you come. We do a 6 and a 9 ounce pour during happy hour. But Sundays and Mondays, we just started half price bottles of wine.
$1 an ounce. I thought I was at the dispensary for a minute. I mean, well, and do you do any of those? Like a lot of places are doing that 2-for-1 thing for wine or half price bottles of wine.
Yeah,
or...
we're just doing half price bottles of wine Sundays and Mondays.
Oh, excelente. Yeah. So every Sunday and Monday, get down there and have some of that juice. Have you been over to see Yvonne over at
I've been in there a few times. Yeah, the tastings
are awesome.
It's a cool
little spot.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah,
really
it's cool. Really kind of tight and intimate, and you get to meet new people, just like she said. All right, so menu. What do you got on the regular menu this summer that you're featuring?
We have all kinds of great stuff. We're actually sad because one of our best dishes that we all really enjoy is our squash blossoms. You know, they're in season right now. We're stuffing them with an apricot and help me out here.
Apricot and ginger, you know, little
See, there it is. Sous chef doing it all. Chef doesn't even know the menu.
Apricot and ginger cheese, some grilled heirloom tomatoes, and then we've got this phenomenal prosciutto ice cream that we're doing on top. But that's going out of season right
now. Prosciutto ice cream?
Ice cream and squash blossoms.
That's like an oxymoron. Oh, I had that, I think. Didn't I when I was there?
Yeah, you were in last week. Yeah.
Right on.
But, you know, that's going to be coming off the menu, so you got to get and try that, and then we'll be changing up for summer. We got the spring menu right now.
I was up in Vegas on Monday, and I went up for some meetings in the morning, and then, of course, the ACF, the chefs were having their golf tournament, so hey, I had to play golf. 108 degrees, though, it was torture. And I played with a master chef up there, Gustav Mahler, famous restaurateur. He was at the Mirage and everything else, and that's what he was doing. He was going out to a farm outside of Vegas to harvest the squash blossoms for that, so. A very unique dish.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Brandon's got squash blossoms in his garden right now. So yeah.
Excellent.
Steal some of those.
So we were talking about chicharrones when the boys first got here, ladies and gentlemen. And you know what we've been doing a lot in the Rationale Self-Cooking Center? You can do the crackling, pork belly, all that kind of stuff. Now, you mentioned that you had something going on, right?
Yeah, we're doing
kind of like some kind of Rod Stewart and Faces dish, or what is it?
No, we're going to be for the Meet the Chefs event on Thursday at 5:30 next week. We're going to be doing kind of like a pulled pork butt with a mango sorbet, and we've got a little chicharrone on there as well.
So pulled pork butt, mango sorbet. Now, how do you put that together? Is it a sandwich? You have to come and find out. Pulled pork butt and mango sorbet. I like mangoes.
We get a little wild.
I like mangoes. That sounds interesting. So, and what else are you doing with the pork?
We're just roasting it off. You know, we're going to do a long cook on it overnight in the Rationale Center. And then we're going to...
Always!
You got to plug the Rationale.
That's not on my list of sponsors, though. Better take that off.
Yeah, we're going to slow cook it, and then we're just going to add the sorbet on top. Kind of melts into it like a sauce.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
That sounds good. Hey, also, too, Chef Clark is now the vice president, am I correct, of the ACF?
Yep.
Chefs Association of Southern Arizona. They have a special event going up there with Albert Hall on Sunday, June 3rd at 8 a.m. Ooh. That's a little early, isn't it? But we have a guest chef from out of town, a Chef Ray Dewey, who is going to extraordinarily present fruit and vegetable carving. They say it's unbelievable. They got some pictures here. I mean, totally works of art. And it says, the byline here says, to call him an artist is an understatement at best. When I was at culinary school, Brandon, you know what the chefs used to say to me when I was doing something like this? Zeman, you want to be an artist? Go to the village and starve. Because you can't take too much time. If you take 5 hours carving a watermelon, for crying out loud, you know? But this is beautiful. Then, and if you're professionals in the industry, you get certification credit. But if you want to learn how to do that, call the ACF office at 520-299-6787. Creative Vegetable Fruit Carving and Sculpting, Sunday, June 3rd. At 8 a.m. to noon. And then, hey, then you're going to hang out and have brunch with Albert Hall up there at Acacia.
Yeah, of course.
All right. So now let's lead in. What are we going to give away today?
We've got a gift certificate for dining at the lodge. $50.
Whoa, deal. Baby. Yeah, you could. You could come in for the $20 special and then ask for $10 back?
We'll see.
No, you can't do that.
See if you can
get
that by me.
That'd be cool. So, and you're open breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You're a hotel.
Yeah, use it anytime.
And great. Can I get in on this too? Can I call in?
Yeah, sure.
I probably
use your cell phone.
I probably better. But well, let's talk a little bit about you've got a great trivia question. So, folks, if you're listening out there, get ready. Okay, you probably won't be able to look this one up either. But chef's going to tell you a little bit about the dish that a new dish he's planning on preparing, and ask you a little culinary question about it. So.
Yeah,
ahead,
well, we've got our new summer menus coming out, like I said, on June 6th, and we're excited about it. In the bar area, we're going to call it the pig's face. But really, it's a head cheese. You ever had head cheese?
Head cheese, yeah. You could have pressed head, or what do they call that in French? It is the tête de presse. Brandon, do you know why they put French names on menu items?
No idea.
You don't?
I know.
You don't? Don't tell them.
Should
we ask? No, I'm not. We should tell our customers out there. Folks, the reason a chef and the establishment puts a French name is not so it can be more romantic or not so it just sounds better. It's so they can charge more money.
You can
raise the menu price. Because if I said, Brandon, I got the roast beef on the menu, that'd be $12.95. Or for you and your lovely girlfriend, we have the Chateaubriand, $29.95. What do you think she's going to order?
Chateaubriand.
Yeah, unless there's lobster on the menu too, or foie gras, right?
Foie gras. Hey, pig's face, you're getting a good deal, okay?
Yeah, pig's face, man.
But yeah, so anyways, the trivia question is, we just got this awesome sous vide machine in. So one of our
now explain our new pieces
of equipment.
Explain it's, what sous vide is.
Sous vide, it's an immersion circulator, so it circulates the water at a constant temperature the entire time. So you get a even cooking throughout the entire process. And when you're in the water with the food product, you have
to... You don't dive in the water with the food product, do you?
You have to seal it up in a bag. So that's part of the sous vide process. So we're sealing up the pig's heads, and we're going to sous vide them. How many hours do you think we sous vide these pig's heads?
How big are they?
They're big. They're like your head.
No, it's gotten a lot smaller now that I don't have a restaurant anymore, I got to tell you. So how many hours?
How many hours do you think we sous vide these pig's heads
for? And then what happens after they're cooked? What do you do with them after that?
After they're cooked, we break down all the different muscle parts, and we basically press it. We season it. With some
like the cheeks?
Things. Yeah, the cheeks.
And the jawbone.
The jawbone.
The tongue.
The tongue.
The snout.
All that good stuff.
Yummy.
It's seasoned really well. A little bit of brandy, some herbs, some roasted garlic, and it's pressed. And we're going to serve that with some mason jar fresh pickles from the summer vegetables. So
oh, awesome. Look at all the phones are ringing. We haven't even opened the phone lines up yet, for crying out loud. And he's tantalizing them with this dish. All right, folks, that's the trivia question. $50 gift certificate to Lodge on the Desert. 880-5678, 880-KNST. Give us a call, and we're going to take a quick break here, give you a chance to call in, do your homework, tell us how many hours to cook that pig's face. Little Porky. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Arizona Guy Fitty here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
And welcome back on the Menu Live. It's the Madman Senior, Chef Alan Zeman here, filling in for Matt Russell. We have live in the studio Chefs Ryan Clark and Brandon Dillon from the Lodge on the Desert. And we have a trivia question on the table. Ryan, run it by him real quick.
All right, running it by him. Summertime menu, we're putting on a pig pate. And we're using the pig's face, so we're sous-viding it. How long do you think that we sous-vide the pig head for?
All right, folks, all the lines are full. Or if you're trying to call in right now and you're getting a busy signal, that is why. So let's go to line one. Sean, you're live on the Menu Live with Chef Clark.
Good afternoon.
How's it going?
Excellent, thank you.
So what do you think? Have you ever done any of this cooking? Are you familiar with this technique?
Never even heard of it.
All right, we'll give it a whirl, Sean.
How about 72 hours?
Are you kidding me?
Ding, ding.
I guess that's a winner.
That's a winner.
Wow.
Now, this is... You just guessed that? You looked that up somewhere.
Well, you gave me 3 minutes on the hold there to look it up.
Holy smokes.
Man, I'll tell you what. You know what? I thought I was going to have fun. You ruined my fun, Sean, because...
Well, it was 4 hours when I first called, and then you guys put me on hold.
Nailed it. Now, all right, well, why does he cook it for 72 hours?
Well, because it's a very low temperature water that it's actually cooking it in, so you want to cook it thoroughly and take its time.
Sean, you got a job, man. Come on.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say.
I studied college and studied hotel restaurant management and then decided I couldn't earn enough as a prep cook.
Welcome to our life. Hit that bell.
Now, Sean, you definitely stay on the line because Ryan's going to want to get your resume and your phone number and everything else, and we'll get that. Have you been over to the Lodge yet for dinner?
I have never been there, but I would love to take my wife.
Yeah, you'll love it, man. And that event they're having, what, next Thursday?
Next Thursday, 5:30.
Yeah, that'd be awesome, too, because all the chefs are going to be there. All right, Sean, you smoked us, baby. I got to tell you, I thought... We had you whooped. Wait, let's quiz him while we got him on the line about the beef, too. Did you hear beef question earlier?
I did not. I apologize.
Okay. Right. This is going to be a bonus question. If you get it right, you get to keep the gift certificate.
Wonderful.
If you don't get it right, then I get the gift certificate. Does that sound fair?
How about you take me to dinner, or I take you if I don't get it right?
No, how about if I take your wife to dinner? No, I'm just kidding. We'll just do this for fun. We were talking about beef and all the different cuts, and one thing I didn't get a chance to mention was Gordon Ramsay just opened a new steakhouse in Vegas. My hero, by the way. I love that guy. So he's opened a new steakhouse, and he's not doing all the traditional cuts. He has – now, what I want you to tell me, I'm going to read off a bunch of them. Tell me which one isn't really a restaurant cut but more of a marketing name, okay?
Okay.
Flatiron, culotte, tri-tip, terrace major, or bistro tender?
I'd go with tri-tip.
Ah, tri-tip is a cut. Comes off the loin, baby.
Well, I guess I didn't stay in school long enough.
It's a bistro tender. Earlier on the show, I said London broil. Those are things, when you go, they're like retail marketing schemes. So when you go into the store and you look at the meat in the meat case, it'll say London broil. And you know what that means? It could be any cut of meat. Anything the butcher wants to get rid of, he just puts London broil because then, you know, like a sucker is born every hour, he'll come and buy it. Whereas if you say New York strip sirloin, it has to be a New York strip. Or if you say chuck, it has to be that. So you got that one wrong, Sean, but you are still a winner on The Menu Live.
Well, thank you.
Have fun at the lodge. Stay on the line so Kat can get all your information, and we'll get that gift certificate to you.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Now, you know what? Here's another. Wait, before you go.
Oh, no.
If you're going to order that pig pate and you're going in on Saturday, when does Ryan have to start cooking it?
This is going to be Wednesday night.
Exactly. So I wouldn't be doing that one a la Manute, Chef. That wouldn't be a good idea. All right, Sean, thanks for playing. Stay on the line.
Thank you. All right.
All right. Well, gee, they smoked us on that one.
I'm surprised.
That's surprising.
I thought we were going to start off at about 45 minutes.
Yeah, then, well, or an hour. I would have said an hour, a couple
hours.
Something like that. That's cool. So when it comes out, now that pate, do you sous vide it, and then do you repack it into a tureen, or how do you present it?
We'll pack it into a tureen. So, like I said, we break down all the different muscle parts, and then we'll season it up. A little brandy, some herbs, some roasted garlic. Different flavorings, and then we'll pack it into a mold. You know, you can shape it basically however you want. But yeah, we use a tureen.
You're not going to put it into a mask like a face.
I hope not. No, we'll do it in a tureen mold. It comes out like a nice little rectangle.
Cool.
And like I said, we're going to serve it up with some summer vegetables that are pickled and some of our house-made mustard, a little toast. Really good dish.
Good deal. Let's talk to the sous chef over here. Brandon, what do you enjoy the most at the lodge? Do you enjoy dinner service? Do you enjoy cooking in a happy hour? Or what's your favorite thing to do? What gives you the most satisfaction?
Well, you saw me at my prime working at happy hour. You know, I can work everywhere. But anyway, what I like is the art form about just cooking itself, you know, pleasing people, you know, doing that kind of thing, and actually cooking with my best friend. You know, we've been together since the seventh grade, been neighbors since the seventh grade.
I'm getting sick of it.
Yeah. You know, everywhere we go, we're always together. So, but, you know, it's always been fun cooking next to him, and he's, you know, teaching me a lot. You know, he went to school for it, I went to school for something else, and like, he brought me back in. So,
good deal.
It's been good.
Well, you got two of the most talented young chefs here in town, folks. Get really, I think in a lot of ways at the lodge, it's one of the best kept secrets because you drive by there and you see this quaint little boutique hotel, but you really don't know what a gem of a restaurant there is there at the lodge. What, you drive down Alvernon, what, you're between, what, 5th and Broadway, right?
Yeah, 5th and Broadway. You just go right up off Broadway, north on Alvernon. It'll be on your east side there, right on the right.
And for reservations, who do they call?
320-2014.
Good deal. That's all you got to do, man. 7 days a week. You guys are even open on the holidays, right?
All the time.
The beauty of being the chef at a hotel, is it
I
not?
Know. That's actually our best time. We have special events. We just had a great Easter, a great Mother's Day. We do wonderful brunches for that. Father's Day is coming up. So that's right.
We didn't even talk about that. Did you have a big Mother's Day?
Mother's Day was phenomenal. Yeah, sold out Mother's Day and Easter. So we do those brunches, and it's wild.
And what are the hours for brunch?
Usually we do like 10 to 2, so just kind of an afternoon brunch. But Father's Day, it's all lunch and dinner. We're serving up the Mac Daddy ribs. You got
Mac Daddy ribs. Are those pork ribs?
Yeah, pork ribs.
What cut? St. Louis?
Yeah,
or London Broil?
St. Louis. It's London Broil.
Now, see, St. Louis, folks, is a cut. So if I would have said, is this a meat cut? I should have said that. St. Louis ribs, I would have fooled you because that is a cut of rib. Square cut. That's what the spec is at the Nugget Rib Cook-Off, too. Everybody gets the same rib.
The St. Louis.
Sounded
good. We're excited. We're going to do the sous vide on those, too. So 72 hours. Now, I don't know yet. We got to figure that one out.
That's cool. And what happens in that sous vide process by cooking things that slowly is you get a totally different texture. It's really unbelievable how the product comes out. Ryan does a lot of cool stuff with the sous vide with eggs as well, don't you?
Yeah, with eggs.
Tell them about that. What do you have that on, a Caesar salad? Or?
We have it on our Cobb salad at lunch. It's a perfect egg. It's 64 degrees Celsius, so all the way through the egg, cooked the same temperature at 64 degrees, and it has the same texture through the white all the way through the yolk, something you can't get with traditional cooking. So.
Right. And that's what's cool when you cook at those different temperatures, that it becomes really... as much a science as an art, but it enables the chef to control these things and have them cook perfectly for you and then just finish them off at the last minute.
Yeah, certainly. You keep all the nutrients in there and all the flavor. That's probably my favorite part about it.
Things like short ribs are awesome, too, because when you do a short rib like you're doing Big Face, I think you should just call it Porky.
Porky.
When you do a short rib like that, which takes a long cooking time, it almost looks like it's medium rare because it's cooked at a low temperature. But it's tender and like butter, just like it was braised. That's awesome. Wait, we got a minute or two left. Probably not time to take any of your calls out there. If you got an emergency, call in. We'll have Chef try to help you out. But what else you got going on? What else you want to tell all our viewers out there in Radioland?
Definitely make it to Meet the Chefs next Thursday at 5:30 if you're just tuning in. And summer menus, they're coming out June 6th. So we're switching from spring to summer. We change the menus 8 to 10 times a year. So
I can't make it, Chef. I'm going to be in New York City with my lovely bride celebrating my anniversary.
Congratulations.
And, you know, I don't want to say what it is or she'll start playing that Touch of Grey again. So. But, yeah, no, we're really excited about that. Do some Broadway shows, all that kind of good stuff.
Fair enough.
What are you going to do? You going on vacation? Hey, wait. We forgot to talk about that. You're going to Europe, right?
I'm going to Europe. Yeah, a little culinary tour. Cool. Going with my cousin, backpack, a chef's knife, and a chef coat. That's it.
Well, be careful with the chef's knife on the plane, okay?
I have to check it.
That's not going to work. Where are you planning on going? And you said you were going to stage. Tell them about that a little bit. We got about a minute.
Staging outside of Paris. So we'll be down there in Sergstrom, and then we're going through Switzerland. We have a couple stages set up in London. And a stage, if you don't know, is where you just show up at a restaurant and peel carrots for free. So we're excited. But just to get in the different restaurants and check it out, it's going to be a lot of fun. And we end in Ireland, so chef's having a few Guinness and fly back home.
Yeah, there isn't a lot of cooking gets done in Ireland. That's where all the hoisting gets done, I have to tell you. So, gentlemen, it's been a pleasure having you on the show today. Chef Ryan Clark, Iron Chef. Going to be competing again. Check it out. Chef Brandon Dillon, he'll be cooking there at the lodge when chef's in Europe jumping around. Or are you going with?
No, I'm not going.
And the one and only, well, not Chef Matt Russell. Matt Russell will be back on the menu live. He will be at some secret location broadcasting on the menu live. So we'll see you next week on the menu live.